Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget, or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive Northern Bobcat. The name your price to the neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello. And welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. I am a huge advocate of maternal mental health, and I believe happy mama equals happy families. As a mom to a toddler, I'm exploring and learning new things every day. With Millennial Mama, I wish for moms to enjoy a real, fun, and hands-on approach to motherhood. And yes, that includes celebrating our failures too. So, let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, and welcome back. Today I want to talk about grief. It's something we all have experienced at some point or another. But can you imagine experiencing grief for your little one? Unnerving, right? Today I have with me Dr. Preeti Dahl, a pre- and postnatal fitness expert whose very healthy 18-month-old was suddenly taken away from her. She's here to talk about grief, moving on, and how she turned her life around and channeled it to help moms nationwide. Hi, Dr. Preeti. Welcome to Millennial Mama. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sachi. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Thank you. It's my honor to have you here. Preeti, I'm going to ask you with the first question, and I want to know, how did you lose your daughter, Myra? And what did you feel in the days that followed her death?
So my daughter was 18 months old then when we lost her, and she was absolutely fine playing, and suddenly that same day she started vomiting in the evening, and I thought it is just some, you know, gastric infection that she's had, maybe because she's teething or because we went out the previous day and maybe I have not washed her hands enough. And so I just took it, you know, okay, this is okay. And I didn't really panic with it, neither did I go to the doctor immediately. I spoke to my pediatrician here, and he did give me some medicines, and we did take that medication. But her vomiting wasn't stopping.
Right.
And we were still in constantly in touch with the pediatrician, and he said, okay, it must be some acute gastric infection, so nothing to worry. And by 11 o'clock, in the night, her vomiting did stop, but she was a little restless, and you know, she, even if I would carry her, she would want to, you know, crawl down on the floor. So it was something different that day, definitely. She was not her usual self. And all through the night, she was kind of moving around on the bed. So I was awake with her until 3 o'clock, and I was still breastfeeding her then, and I did give her a feed, and right, she went off to sleep. at 6:30 in the morning when my husband woke up, he saw our daughter and he was like, there is something different, you know. And I said, I've just put her off to sleep 2 hours back. He was like, no, you have to see, it is something different. And when we saw, she was actually not breathing, and we rushed her to the hospital, and the doctor said it's already been 1-2 hours since she's lost her breath. And we were so clueless that what did just happen. She was with us, you know, just 2 hours back. And so we had to take her to Cooper Hospital for the autopsy reports. And then we got to know that she had intussusception. And later when I called her pediatrician and asked her what it is, he said, this is something which is very common, but I've never read anywhere or heard anywhere from the pediatrician that, you know, it is really common in kids. And what are the things that you need to check for? Or what are the things that you need to do if some these symptoms come up? Also, it just rushed everything.
Right.
12 hours back, she was with me, playing with me. I was reading books for her and we were planning for our next day. And 12 hours later, she was gone. It was just not acceptable. We were so in trauma and not able to tell people what did just happen. It was just clueless, as in what actually is going on. How can something like this just happen randomly? Because she has been, she's been a healthy child all throughout.
Right. I can just, I actually cannot even just process the emotions you must have gone through, you know, like just listening to your story is giving me chills. So I can just imagine what that must have felt like, you know. I want to know, it's very, very natural to feel defeated, resentful, and even angry after an event like this, you know. Did you feel that? And how did you overcome that feeling?
Angry, yes, I was a lot. Not to myself, but to the Lord. Because I have...
Right.
I have given my gratitude every single day since my daughter is born. Thanking the Lord for giving us the bestest gift that we must have ever had in our life. And not a single day without bowing down to the Lord. And when something like this happens, my faith in God had completely shattered. In my 32
of
years of life, there wouldn't have been a day where I wouldn't go to the altar, join my hands, and leave the house without joining my hands in front of the altar. But after that day, suddenly I just couldn't go to the altar. It was 6 months I took to go to the altar, bow down and say, I was just crying. After 6 months, I had to gather myself to go to the temple, which we generally used to visit, and I was kind of avoiding that too, but that had been my daily routine to pass from there for my work. And for the couple of days I did try and avoid going to the temple, but one day I did go there and I was just crying that what did you do and why did you do. So initially, yes, there were a lot of questions that, you know, why did this happen? Because you definitely want to know an answer to this. The doctors did say, yes, that, you know, it was intussusception and it is very common. But you want some more answers to it, that, you know, what would have been the reason? Why did she leave so early? Was there some kind of... reason why she was there with us. So I was just, you know, behind knowing the answers to why did this happen.
Yeah, I mean, I can just, like when we lose a loved one, you know, it kind of leaves a void, you know, and this was like a daughter, like your daughter who's only 18 months. So I can just imagine that kind of wave that must have overcome, like you might have had to overcome. And, you know, it just sounds so difficult, the spot you were in. Like, it sounds like, I mean, even though these things happen, you never imagine it to happen to yourself, you know, like you always feel that, oh, it's just one of those things that happen, but we are safe. Just makes you realize how fragile life really is.
And in all these years, I have never come across, you know, maybe in a family or in with my friends, ever anybody losing a child or a baby.
Right.
So this actually came to us as a shock, because we have never seen anything like this before happening to anybody else also. And right. For me, since, like I said, you know, she was 18 months, I was so used to carrying her in the baby carrier, and both of us would be out together all the time. So even in our society, all the kids would, even if I'm living out alone, the kids would ask, Auntie, where is Myra? I was so used to carrying her that suddenly when that weight was gone, I was just not able to, you know, process the whole thing. It took me 3 months to make myself understand that, Preeti, this is not a dream. This is something real that has happened. She is not going to come back again.
My God. Wow, Preeti, I mean, my heart goes out to you, and I love how you've transformed that pain, but I will come to that a little later. I want to ask you, how did this grief affect your relationships?
Grief definitely did affect our relationship, because both of us were going through grief, but in a different way. Yeah. Both had different ways to deal with it.
Right.
Definitely there were times when, you know, there would be fights between us, we would not talk, but it was just the two of us who were able to understand each other. Otherwise there was nobody else around us, because it is just the two of us who have lost a child. Nobody else can even, you know, understand what we would be going through or what pain we are going through. So we had to be there together with each other. So, yes, there were ups and downs, because both of us were dealing with it differently. I was I was at home while my daughter was there. I wasn't working then. So for me to get back to work, even that took a lot of time. For my husband, he started going off to his work. He started with his running. He is a marathon runner. So that is something which really helped him deal with the grief.
Right. Did it affect your relationships with others, like your family members and all as well? Your friends?
Friends, I would say yes, because I really maybe expected a lot from my friends to be there with me in the initial few days or initial few months until I, you know, process the whole of thing. But I would say there were hardly any friends who were actually there for me. And I had a lot of anger against all my closest friends that they were not there with me. But later when I spoke to them about this, and they said, we actually didn't know what to talk to you. We were clueless how to console you, or, you know, how to start any conversation with you. So we were avoiding any kind of conversation with you totally.
Right.
So that is something which I didn't really expect and I didn't really like. But that is also something which teaches you a lot in life. That these incidences are for you to learn something from it. There are some life experiences that you need to experience out of it. So you need to go through it on your own.
All alone, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Preeti, now I want to ask you, as parents, especially like as a mother, you know, we anyway, in general, feel a lot of guilt and shame, you know, and I am assuming that something like this will just amplify your guilt and your shame, that why did I not go to the pediatrician, you know, why didn't I not insist, whatever those thoughts are, right? How did you get through those feelings where you were constantly judging yourself?
So shame, I wouldn't say a lot, but guilt, yes, a lot.
Right.
Because that day when we left the house, we were going to a hospital to get her see by a pediatrician. But instead, we went to a homeopath. I insisted that we go to a homeopath because she was comfortable having those medicine. And
okay.
It was just one wrong turn that I insisted on taking, and we changed the whole scenario. And even now, it's been 2 years that we have lost her. And even now, I keep feeling, you know, at times that, oh, should I had, you know, taken a left turn instead of a right turn, maybe my daughter would still have been there with me today.
Right.
And of course, there are people around who also, you know, kind of add into the fire, blaming that, okay, you know, maybe you could have done this, she would have been here. So guilt,
yeah.
Definitely, yes. And to deal with all those emotions, I was seeing a professional therapist for quite some time, I can say for almost 6-8 months, and that is something which has really helped me to deal with all of the grief process and get me a little better, I can say.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Preeti. And you know, I now know that you are doing some great work, you know, and I want to ask you, there's this quote by Carrie Fisher, you know, she says that take your broken heart and turn it into art. How did you let this incident in your life transform you into something positive? How did you not let it bear you down?
So initially, like I was said, I was broken, not able to understand, you know, how
right.
to go about. And that was the time I would take only a day at a time, not thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Right.
And every time I would go to the crematorium to just meet my daughter there, every time I would see many more babies coming around, because that place was for only babies or for young kids.
Okay.
And every time I would see, you know, there is some other baby coming around my daughter. And I would just think that, you know, how are these mom coping up with the grief, with the loss? And
yeah.
And I definitely wanted to do something for whole of the community of moms who are going through miscarriage, stillbirth, infant loss. And I was not able to actually figure out what I can do, in what ways I can help, but that thought was already there in my mind. And then lockdown happened, and there was a lot of time for me to think and process that how can I help other moms. And I started with an Instagram live series which were related to pregnancy and postpartum, and that was for a month. And
right.
on the last day, I spoke about my experience with loss, and I decided to start with a Facebook support group for all the moms who have been through miscarriage, stillbirth, and infant loss, only for Indian moms, because I felt
yeah.
that I was not able to talk about it. I was not able to cry enough. I was not able to let go of those feelings which I had in me. And because of that, there were a lot of physical manifestations which were there, which were appearing in form of diseases or, you know, aches and pains or infections. And which is why I thought that the best way to deal with is to talk more about it. And that is what I did. I created a Facebook online platform, which is like a closed Facebook group for all the moms. And I try and keep posting messages on that and how I feel, you know, maybe that day, or if it was my daughter's birthday, how I felt on that day when we lost our daughter. So just so that, you know, others are okay to share. They feel that, okay, this is like a safe space to share here. But again, I have realized that there are not many Indian women who are willing to talk about it. I would personally get text messages from them that, you know, there is a similar incident that I have been through, but they are not willing to share it on the Facebook support group.
Preeti, I want to just ask you one thing. If someone is going through a loss, what should they do and who do they reach out to? They can join your Facebook group is one, but who do you think they should reach out to help them heal themselves?
First is to look for a professional help, because they are the best person to guide you through the whole process.
Right.
And a couple of other things which I would suggest from my experiences, to gather yourself, move out every single day for a walk.
Okay.
If you feel like crying, do cry. Don't hold on to your emotions.
Right.
Third thing, don't think about what people will say. For that particular moment, what you feel is right for you to get yourself out of it, do that. Because you know what is best for yourself. You know what is best for your health. Nobody else can tell you. Because in our society, we think so much about what the society will think. Like, you know, the whole log kya kahenge thing. And we kind of, you know, keep suppressing our feelings, not telling people that, okay, you know, I'm going to a therapist also. Even that people feel, oh, what will people say when I say that I'm going through a therapy?
Right. Yeah.
So don't think about what people will think about you. Do what is best for you then. And about relationship, there is one thing I can say. And what I had read is, hold on to your relationship for 1 year after the loss. Because it is like a, you know, whole lot of emotional turmoil that both of you are going through. For us women, we can definitely talk about it to our friends, to our families, and try and find different ways to get out of it. But for men, they are not really good at expressing themselves. So when it comes to relationship, I would say just hold on to your relationship. Don't take any major decision in that 1 year after the loss.
Right. Thank you so much, Preeti, for joining me, for sharing your story, for sharing so much valuable information. It's been an honor to host you on this podcast.
Thank you so much, Sachi.
Preeti is passionate about educating women in various topics related to fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum. She has two support groups for Indian moms to deal with postpartum blues, as well as miscarriage, stillbirth, and infant loss. If you would like to connect with Preeti, her Instagram handle is Preeti, P-R-I-T-Y, _ Yogi Dentist. Or you can reach out to me. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.